think you can only write satire about the moral disasters that have passed away. Only when it's over. Otherwise, every sentence is a hostage to fortune. You keep thinking, how funny would this be after, say, a dirty bomb attack on a major city? I felt a lot better, you know, within myself when I did. That's the trouble with writing about something while it's going on, which I'm not going to live long enough, I think, for this to disappear. The book describes 6 or 7 years of reacting to this. I sent it off getting off a year ago now, and 9 months ago. And I already feel that it's changed and I've changed, and it's even more unclear how this is going to progress and result and develop. Top Billy, touring American in the middle of the 19th century, said that he was very impressed by democracy. But he had a pressing thing to say about the direction it was going in, and that he said it would become so sort of soft and flabby culturally, socially, that the people will be confined to platitudes and tautologies, that the thirst for being offended will see to it that a kind of blandness will settle on the culture. And a joke, even a joke is, I think the comic novel is certainly the truth. The social comedy was to do with class, and that's more or less gone. Because a joke is an assertion of superiority. And there's always a but, double T. There's always someone you're sneering at with a joke. And it makes people uneasy. There's a sort of, it's a fragile and tender about offense and giving offense and taking offense. And that's the territory of humor. I think that it would be easier in America in some ways, and that's more tolerant of a writer butting in. Maybe it's changed, but I always used to think that the views of writers were, of novelists particularly, were taken a bit less seriously than the views of the man in the street. As I already knew, when I wrote the book about Stalin, it was, of course, reviewed by historians who hot around the collar, because their territory had been invaded by an amateur, which is true. The territoriality is ferocious, and you're right, and proprietorial reality as well. This is our tragedy. But as if I wasn't sympathetic to that. Mm.